Welcome to the special edition podcast to highlight the VIDM on the 5th of May 2021. The VIDM is an annual free online 24-hour conference celebrating International Day of the Midwife on the 5th of May. The International Day of the Midwife is a day where people across the world celebrate and recognize the work of midwives. It's a free 24-hour online conference where participants from six different continents join together to network and share evidence-based research. Rather than providing a passive education comprised of videos and online e-learning, the VIDM is an interactive conference using web conferencing software, which allows delegates to text chat with each other throughout the sessions, to participate in online polls, as well as ask questions directly to the speaker or other delegates in a synchronous way. One of the other things that we are offering is poster presentations, and I'm very pleased to be speaking to one of the presenters of a poster today, and the title of the poster is Promoting a Positive Norm Towards Planned Home Birth Practice Amongst Midwives. So thank you very much for joining me today, and can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, please?
Thank you very much, Mrs. Karen. My name is Dr. Awalu Muhammad, a Nigerian registered nurse, registered midwife, and a senior lecturer in Department of Nursing Science, Osman Danfodio University, Sokoto, Nigeria.
That's wonderful. And can you tell us a little bit more about why you chose this topic?
Well, I have chosen this topic because I believe it is aligned with the overall theme of the VIDM 2021, that is birth equity for all.
And is home birth quite prevalent in Nigeria?
Nigeria is one of the countries where most women have a choice. They prefer to give birth at home, especially in the rural areas. But very unfortunately, the planned home birth model is not properly integrated in the healthcare. So this gave opportunity for free birth, or most women deliver in the hands of unskilled care providers. And this has consequences on the maternal morbidity and mortality and newborn morbidity and mortality in our continent. That is Nigeria and other African countries.
Absolutely.
So we believe that educating midwives regard to planned home birth, which is a model practice in some advanced in high income countries, will enable women to open up and tell midwives their choices. And to do this required collaborations. So we need midwives to create a forum of positive collaboration with other healthcare providers with a view to support this woman who have a choice of a planned home delivery. And if that is achieved, we definitely know that most women, especially in the high-risk area, will have more access to skilled care at birth, aligned with the birth equity for all women.
Absolutely. So in essence, you are promoting home birth, but just making certain that there is actually making sure that there's no births with unskilled attendance.
Yeah, the major goal is to make sure that every woman that will deliver should have access to skilled care provider.
And is that the case at the moment in Nigeria where enough skilled providers?
We may not have globally, that is global shortage of midwives, but yet we can still utilize the little we have. Most of the times with the issue of pre-birth, it's not that the midwives are not available, but if we, as we call it, planned, if the woman have that choice, the midwife can plan that. And the fact that it is planned doesn't mean that it must take place in the at home. Once it is planned, you know the intention of the woman, that is why, because some of them will come for antenatal care, but because they already made their mind that they will not deliver in the hospital, and the midwife may not know. So the high risk woman, if they are not informed about the consequences, then they go ahead with free birth and that will cause consequences. Mm. And if it is properly planned, the woman and the good communication between the midwives and the woman about the planned home birth options and whether she should make a proper plan, so that if woman is low risk and she can deliver at home, the midwife will have will know about her status and know her expected day of delivery, and she can plan to do that with the help of other healthcare providers.
Wow, sounds like a really powerful program you're putting together, and so vitally important. Wonderful. And why is the VIDM important?
VIDM, I found it very important, especially with this COVID era that restricts our movements. It brings an avenue that allow us as midwives globally to interact, share our knowledge, share our experiences, and as well as our contributions to the promotion of safe motherhood across the globe, and as well as our model of care, that is our midwifery model of care. It's a very nice thing, should be encouraged everywhere. We are very proud of the midwives who organize this particular midwifery independent day virtually.
And what does birth equity for all mean to you?
Birth equity to me is a situation whereby we as midwives and other health maternity care providers should provide a comprehensive, not only comprehensive, but also optimal care for women at birth, irrespective of their socioeconomic status. And by implication, no midwife, by virtue of our profession, should provide, should discriminate or show any disparity to women that seek our care during prenatal, during intranatal, and as well as postpartum period. If we're able to hold this virtue, then we are applying birth equity for all.
Absolutely. And I hope that we can all hold that virtue. And thank you very much for being part of upholding that and sharing the message around the world. Awale Mohammed, thank you very much for joining me today on the podcast. And for our listeners, we look forward to seeing you at the VIDM. You can find all the details of the program at vidm.org.